Track 4, more news. First stage of path nears completion. The first phase of works to create a safe and convenient walking and cycling route between Newton Abbot and Ogwell is nearing completion. Dependent on the weather, the route is due to be completed within the next 2 weeks. These works include a new section of road and fencing beside the tennis courts in Baker's Park, which is now complete, and road improvements at Steps Meadow. Steps Meadow road works are well underway, including the sub-base layer replacement for a much improved condition. Subject to further funding and approvals, Phase 2 will include extending the walking, wheeling and cycling route to Beverley Way, creating a formal road crossing to link over Totnes Road into Bradley Road, and finally creating a link into Ogwell via an off-road path into Bunting Close. Once both phases are complete, the new route will increase opportunities for families to be active, enjoy nature, and reduce their car journeys by walking or cycling.
And on a similar note, £12 million to be boosted to pothole repairs. A massive new multi-million pound investment in repairing potholes and boosting road drainage in Devon was agreed last week. The County Council's Cabinet was already set to discuss a £10 million boost to pothole repairs and preemptive road drainage work at the meeting, but councillors agreed to add a further £2 million to the total after hearing that the overall county budget for 23-24 has come in underspent. So the county's budget for repairing potholes and drainage work will be boosted by a total of £12 million overall. Director of Finance, Andrew St. Clair, told the Cabinet, "One of our key operating principles is to strengthen our financial sustainability and resilience. Overall, the authority has performed well financially this year and has achieved a balanced outturn position. This is despite the ongoing challenge to meet the cost and complexity of demand-led services in the care sector, which remains a challenge, and the need to increase investment in the conditions of our road infrastructure to tackle potholes." The county spending departments had also made significant savings, and the 23-24 budget had come in underspent at £5.2 million, allowing the £2 million extra for pothole repairs and drainage to prevent potholes, as well as a bigger contribution to reduce the special needs deficit. She added, "After carry forwards and transfers to and from reserves, there was a small increase in the general fund balance of £55,000 in 23-24 on a net budget of £607.7 million. The County Council's long-serving leader, John Hart, who is giving up the job later this month, said, "This is a good example of our prudent financial management, leading to real benefits for the people of Devon." Devon's Cabinet Member for Road, Stuart Hughes, said, "We're now in the position to invest an extra £12 million in our highway network, which is very welcome. The extremely bad weather over the past year has inflicted a huge amount of damage on the network, so there's no denying there will be a substantial amount of work in our highway teams will be tackling."
Chief Constable Limbo is priority for re-elected PCC. Newly re-elected Police and Crime Commissioner Alison Hernandez has said she will prioritise the limbo situation that Devon and Cornwall Police is stuck in due to its suspension of Chief Constable Will Kerr. Ms. Hernandez, who has just secured her third consecutive term, said she wanted to resolve the issue as a matter of urgency. "The priority for me will be sorting out the Chief Constable to create a substantive Chief Constable to lead the force. We are in limbo and you need a Chief Constable there who understands that they are fully responsible for that performance. About 90% of the decisions a Chief Constable will make are operational and will have absolutely nothing to do with me, and so I need to make sure they are competent and really driving that performance. Investigations into the conduct of Mr. Kerr have ground to a halt 9 months after he was suspended on full pay from his £170,000 a year job. He was suspended from Devon and Cornwall Police over misconduct allegations in July. These are being dealt with by the Independent Office for Police Conduct, which temporarily suspended its probe last month, pending the criminal investigation being carried out by the Police Ombudsman of Northern Ireland. Last summer, it was revealed a criminal investigation had been launched into sexual assault allegations against the Chief Constable, a former Assistant Chief Constable of the Police Service of Northern Ireland. Mr. Kerr strenuously denies the allegations and says he will cooperate with any investigation. While Mr. Kerr is suspended on full pay, the force is also paying Acting Chief Constable Jim Colwell to step up in his absence. Elsewhere, Ms. Hernandez said she wanted in her third term to focus on the visibility of police officers and the drug and alcohol addiction blighting the area.
Councillor Brooke to serve fifth term as town mayor. At its annual town meeting, members of Bovey Tracy Town Council elected its mayor and deputy mayor for the 2024-25 term. Councillor Sheila Brooke was re-elected as mayor, which will be her fifth term in office, and Councillor Martin Evans was elected as deputy mayor. Councillor Brooks said, "I was delighted to be elected for my fifth year as town mayor. Thank you for the support from fellow councillors and residents. I'm looking forward to working with you all and Councillor Evans, who was appointed as deputy mayor for the year ahead." Elsewhere at the meeting, members were selected for the town council's three committees and reports from district councillors were heard. The chaplain to the council, Reverend Kevin Hook, stood down as Methodist minister, though he will continue to work in the district. Kevin has supported the council and our community for 17 years, and we would like to give him our thanks and appreciation, a spokesperson for the council said.